Five Areas to Compare from Before to Now by Krishna's Mercy.
Sadhu Sang Sarva Shastre Kai. Love Matra Sadhu Sang E Sarva Siddhi Hai.
Quote, the verdict of all revealed scriptures is that by even a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can attain all success.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22.54.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada makes the challenge. Compare ourselves based on the factor of time and implementation. Take what we were before and compare against what we are now. The variable in the equation is the Maha Mantra. At a previous time, we introduced a routine of chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Implied in the challenge is an expectation of a positive outcome. We should see things improving. From the following hypothetical study, we see the many areas that exist for potential improvement and how dramatic a shift can take place through the simple introduction of transcendental mantra meditation. 1. Easily agitated.
I used to always be upset. People knew that I had a bad temper. There is one character from a television sitcom who would get angry about losing something. He would immediately start blaming others, cursing them out, until he finally discovered that the missing object was in his hand the entire time. That is me. At least that was me. I could not stay peaceful. I would get triggered by the slightest agitation. It was better to stay away from me. I could only be kept in check when in isolation.
2. Maintained an enemies list.
I remember sitting down one day and realizing that I hated everybody. Every single person I knew upset me in some way. There was no grace extended. There was no forgiveness due to familial bond. I didn't really act on this list, but I kept every transgression in mind. Every person who had ever wronged me, I made sure to remember.
3. Lost in direction.
It seemed like the years were repeating. The same things were going on. None of it made sense. I tried to keep going, to pretend that I wasn't bewildered. If I just did what everyone else was doing, maybe I would forget about my lack of motivation, my wandering aimlessly in search of a purpose.
4. Terrified of the future.
I can see why people say the teenage years are the toughest. Obviously, I didn't know it at the time. I had no clue the discovery that was about to take place. I distinctly remember the time I realized the mortality of man. I was so depressed, as a result. Why were we going to school? Why were we celebrating birthdays? Why were we doing anything? If every person has to die, what is the point to living? These were the thoughts I contemplated on a regular basis.
5. Ungrateful.
People did so much for me, but I never appreciated them. I just took and took. I extracted everything I could out of every relationship. I was a miser. I did not want to part with a penny. I kept a constant eye on my bank account. I resolved that every person was a cheater, so why should I not become just like them?
It may seem unthinkable to change from the above sentiments, but through association with sadhu, with a link to transcendence, for but a moment, lava mantra, the same person can have a totally different outlook. Through regularly chanting the Maha Mantra and following the culture of devotional service, as passed down and continued by disciplic succession, a person can tolerate the ups and downs of material existence. They are steady both in loss and gain. They do not get upset when others curse at them. Their outlook on life does not change when others offer praise.
Doakheshvan udvignamnaha sukheshu viktaspriha. Vitrag bhay krodha sthidhir muniruchate.
Quote, one who is not disturbed in spite of the threefold miseries, who is not elated when there is happiness, and who is free from attachment, fear and anger, is called a sage of steady mind. Lord Krishna,
Bhagavad Gita, 2.56.
Knowing the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are grateful for everything offered. The saintly person follows God because they know Him. They understand that He is the most grateful person, so why should not every action be dedicated to Him?
Aham syavaro bhrata gunair dasam upagata. Kritagyasya bahugyasya lakshmano naam namta.
Quote, I am His younger brother, Lakshman by name. Due to His transcendental qualities, I have taken up service to Him, as He is grateful and very knowledgeable. Lakshman speaking to Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayana, Kishkindha Kand, 4.12.
There is austerity, compassion, cleanliness, and honesty, which serve as the foundation for any genuine religious system. The saintly person has one direction in life, at the lotus feet of the husband of the goddess of fortune. They no longer draw strict lines between friends and enemies.
Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. Shashvachanti nigachati. Kaunte pratijanihi. Name bhakta pranashati.
Quote, he quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.31.
The saintly person is sure of the future, since they know that their devotion never perishes. To wherever they go, in whatever place they call home, they will always have the option to stay connected in the link of yoga. In closing, always angry to be. Upset when anyone to see. Agitation at slightest loss. Hope and life experience to toss. But changing in matter of second one. Through meditation to come. Because first genuine sadhu to meet. And Mahamantra to repeat.